And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Hello.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Hello.
The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Vanderbilt is the best place for musical.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. And a big shout out to our friend Roy Wood Jr., who has been on the podcast a couple times now, if I'm not mistaken. For sure, I know once. Actually, no, it was a couple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I was watching him yesterday.
Boy,
he
so
did
great.
One of his bits he does in his stand-up is like, you know, us black folks, we don't do patriotic songs. We don't have that because it's just not as cheery for us as it is for some of y'all.
He's got a whole routine on firefighting that's pretty great, too.
Yeah.
Roy's great. His show, This Is Not Happening, have you ever watched that? I think it's on Comedy Central
or
whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat little series.
He does like a little stand-up, and then they tell their stories, and they do the recreations and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty great. This Is Not Happening, and check him out. Roy Wood Jr. Show him some love and some support because we like him.
Congratulations to Patrick for being the only person in America to pick that Minnesota would upset Louisville.
It's not that big of a stretch. It's just a 10 over a 7, but
I know,
it's the first game of the tournament, and I picked
it. But nobody expected it.
You see Louisville as a, you know, it's a,
yeah,
a basketball
power.
And I'm not taking anything away from the Minnesota program. It's a great program, but you just, you know.
Not many people picked it.
Except for
our friends in Minnesota, that was pretty much, it was Patrick. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Dude, even my family from Minnesota, one of my in-laws, well, we're not going to win. The Gophers haven't had a good team in for a while.
Except
I'm like,
until now.
Dude, it's all hockey there. Everything's hockey. Well, the high school hockey teams are better than the most collegiate. Ooh, that guy's
programs.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
It's
gruesome.
It's
injuries.
The worst, man. Like right now, we can't get any work done because they've got games on, and it's, you know, like during the show this morning, we had baseball on from Japan. So we're watching baseball.
Yeah.
And then as soon as baseball was over, it immediately shifted to the Final Four, to the NCAA tournament. And then when that's over, we're going to have some NIT stuff mixed in there. I mean, it's just crazy. We can't get stuff done.
Hey, can you put this one on the Auburn game? Bob, okay. Patrick?
Which one?
The Louisville, Minnesota.
It's not over yet.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good. Dude, it's got 20 seconds left. They're down by 12. I think it's over.
No, it's basketball. 20 seconds. Oh, dude, you're going to miss the crazy. It's the Heidi game now.
It's
the Heidi game. You already called it, and you switched channels.
What are you doing?
Now you got the Heidi chant. Yeah, you can't.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got my bracket up. I'm looking at it, and it's going to be shattered immediately.
Oh. Yeah, who do you have winning the whole thing?
I have LSU as winning the whole thing. Patrick has LSU being upset by Belmont, like, in the second round.
The biggest LSU homer you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
It's weird. I had my Final Four came down to, it's crazy. Who did your Final Four come down to? And I'll tell you mine.
Mine?
Yeah.
Duke, Gonzaga, Tennessee, Auburn.
I have LSU, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky.
That's pretty good.
Patrick, who do you have? Do you remember?
I have Duke winning the whole thing. I don't think
he has Duke winning
the
whole thing.
You have Duke, Gonzaga? Or do you have Marquette? Or do you even know? It doesn't matter.
Man, I don't remember. Yeah. I don't. No, I had a bunch of SEC teams in there from the other side.
Did you actually change the channel off of that?
I'm changing it.
It's
terrible. I'm trying.
No, don't. Leave it. It's got 20 seconds.
Dude,
it's got 12 seconds.
It's already done.
Oh, this guy from Louisville.
Just hit reverse or whatever. Yes, this is what we do. This is what we do around here. This is the podcast, and I'm sorry that you're being subjected to this. But it's funny because people here in the office and, of course, everywhere around town are talking basketball. It's that time of year. And, you know, we mentioned it on the show how it used to be they would talk about $1.4 billion of work time is wasted during March Madness.
Well, right now.
And it is true. It happens. But they've changed it from being a negative, where they used to say $1.4 billion. $1 billion in productivity is lost.
No.
But now
most companies now encourage people to do it instead of doing it and trying to hide it and being sneaky about it. They have, you know, and that was, we had an old boss, Tom, when we worked across the town. Tom would put the, in the performance suite area where artists would come and play, he'd put the big screen up with the projector, he'd order pizza, and just be like, listen, it's
I know you're
going to
be
Madness,
watching this.
So come in here, bring your laptop, work if you have work, but if you, you know, let's hang out and let's just be, if we're going to be here watching it together.
I don't remember that because we had to work.
No, it's because you left before the game started.
After I finished our work, we left.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. You know what I get to do today, guys? I get to go buy a car. That's what I'm doing.
Is today the day, or is it?
Well, no, I'm looking.
You're going to look at it?
Yeah, just see if it's what a, you know, as advertised. It's hard. I was talking to a guy who's going to go to, my oldest son, Zach, wants to get another new car. And so I was talking to him about it, and he'd send me leads and stuff. And, you know, I want him to be part of it. I want him to make the decision. But he also has no idea what he's doing. So I want him to learn, but I also don't want him to get took either. So it's kind of a fine line. But I was talking to this guy, this is the one.
You're talking to the guy who's selling the car or somebody else?
Yeah, this is incredible.
Sorry.
And this guy was like, exactly. Like, this is the car, Dad. There's no other one. I'm done looking.
He's
this is
connected.
It.
There's an emotional.
Oh, yeah.
He sat in the seat and went, oh, it fits really good to my rump. This is the one.
Hadn't even looked at it, dude. He's looking at it on pictures. This is it.
Oh, wait. He didn't even sit in it yet?
No.
Oh, man.
And it was out of town. And so I'm sitting there talking to the guy yesterday. And he goes, man, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to shoot you straight. Usually when that happens, I kind of go, eh, we're done. And he goes, it needs a new paint job. Bad. Like, it needs a 10 grand paint job. I'm like, oh. I thought it was painted in May. It's what it says. Oh, I don't know. It might have been the other guy. I'm not sure. Okay.
The other guy.
This just sounds, it's got way confusing.
The other guy?
The other guy. The guy who had it before me. I've only had it a year. And he had it, and then he just filled that out and gave it to me. He said, post that. Okay.
Okay.
Well, hey, thanks, man. Best of luck to you.
And you're not going to still see that one, are you?
No.
Yeah. That's whenever you start doing that, it's crazy. Yeah. When I sold that little Boxster I had, some guy knew so much. He hit me up. He goes, hey, have you changed the flux capacitor yet at 76,000 miles? I was like,
nope.
No, I have not. Dude, he ghosted me. I'm like, wow, this guy knows his stuff. Apparently, there's a part that goes out at 76,000 miles exactly, which I had exceeded with that car. And he was like, nope, not even interested. Because I looked into it at the time. It was like a $6,000 fix.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, I'm not going to put my money into something I'm going to have to put another $6,000 into.
Yeah, well, that's smart. I mean, there's so much information. It's there for you. You just got to, you know, search and do a little bit of work.
The internet is full of so much awesome.
So much. Really good stuff for you, from filling out titles and how to transfer, you know, titles to what to look for, what, you know, what's important, what's not important, all that kind of stuff. A ton of information. You just got to do the work. I think this, I drove another car, which I think might be a good one too for him. And it's a stick. He wants a stick. And I'm like, dude, you don't even know how to drive a stick. Why do you want to buy a car you can't drive? Well, I can't yet, but I will. I'm like, okay, but why, what's the point? And he's like, well, you've always said that the sticks are the most fun to drive. Okay, yeah, they are. And I mean, I think everyone should learn how to, you know.
You need to be able to.
Once in their life. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Once the apocalypse hits, you're going to need to be able to drive anything and everything out there. I think everybody should learn to drive, big movers, like earth movers.
Yeah.
Things like that. Tractors. Sure.
I mean, anyway, I got in the car and I drove a stick. I haven't driven a stick in a long time.
It's been a while.
And the first thing I had to do was put it in reverse. Whew. Trying to find it, and it's not on the knob of, you know, what the diagram is. Trying to figure that out. Finally figured it out. Back out. Didn't burn the clutch. Badly. And
did you stall?
No, but there is it's got some kind of a weird little shimmy on the clutch when you go out, when you downshift, like you're in third and you go to second and you downshift it kind of does a little. I'm pretty sure that's going to go out. So, but it, we're not paying much for the car anyway. So, you know, he really wants it. So
I like it. You know, and he's got that Mustang. Your dad gave him. See,
and it's a great running car.
Your dad gave him what year Mustang was
01.
It?
Is he like selling
an 01. It was a 2000 Mustang convertible. 01. It's a pretty car. It's got a little damage on the back end, but not bad.
No, it's bad.
Not that bad.
Yes, it is.
Maybe it didn't look bad to me.
It doesn't look bad from a distance, but it's pretty bad.
But well, how much would it cost to fix that? Did you ever look?
$2,500.
To make it look perfect and back to normal?
Yeah. The car's worth $2,000.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So we're in kind of one of those.
Yeah.
In the roof leaks, it's a convertible.
That's a sucky thing, too. Like with cool older cars like that, like, you know.
But I don't think 01 is a cool, like, I don't think that's a cool older car.
It will be one day is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
Somebody's going to have an emotional attachment to an 01 Mustang, and they're going to want one, and they're going to be searching for one, and it's got to be that color, and it has to be convertible, and it has to have a leaky top, and that's what you're going to be like, hey, I have your car.
I know. I agree, but in the meantime, what do I do with it? Just sit it somewhere and mothball it?
I wouldn't sit it somewhere. I mean, I would maybe. Do you have like storage or anything like that?
No.
Oh. Garage?
But it has I have a cooler car in the garage. Yeah. And I also have on the other side, half my garage is workout stuff, half the garage is my car. And I'm taking my car out to put his Mustang in.
Take the workout stuff.
No, that's for Gunner. Then see, I'm trying to serve too many masters.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Oh, LSU and Yale. This is going to make Patrick.
Oh my gosh,
have a heart attack.
By the way, the Gophers did win. Patrick, you were right.
Do you have all your fire department stuff here to resuscitate him?
Oh my gosh!
Because
seriously. No, I don't. I have a pocket mask.
To lose it if they blow this.
I have a pocket mask, so that's
this
all I need.
Just like the Florida game in the SEC tournament, they just why
are you shooting that?
Oh, wait, never mind. Okay, rebound.
So I will
back,
say,
fine.
Don't we have a defibrillator on the second floor of the building?
No, yes. Not anymore. Since our the people who were upstairs moved out, they took that with them.
Oh,
I do want to tell you guys that we can add another company to the list of companies that AT&T Patrick has roughed up a little.
Oh, really? Who do you get to this time?
I'm not going to say which one, but there's a pizza company, a national chain.
Why would you have beef with them?
Well, we placed an online order for our poker game. This is the third month in a row because it's the closest one to the studio. So we place an online order.
Is it the one right there?
Two hours before. Placed it at 3:45 for a 5:45 pickup. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get there. The door's locked. Because they don't want people coming in. It's like, this is how bad this franchise is run. They lock the door because there's only two people there, and they don't want people coming in. Yeah, I'm not kidding. So knock on the door because, you know, already paid for it online. Go in. They didn't have it. They can't refund it, but they'll make it 40 minutes later. And then when
after
we left,
you've already
it
made
was wrong.
The online...
It was wrong. Got back to the poker game, get the pizza out. It's wrong.
And then you don't want to go. I know the place you're going
go
to. You don't want to go back to that place because they will pull a gun on you.
Yeah. So I call. I'm like, you know what? I don't care beyond the fact that I want my money back. Okay.
Right.
I call. Well, it's franchise. So the corporate, you know, complaint line's not going to give you your money.
Oh,
you
got to
call. You know, we'll put you through with the franchise. And so I lit in to the corporate people. I'm like, this franchise is embarrassing you. You would do better as a company to go take that place and raise it to the ground and sell the lot of land that it's on. It would be better for you as a company than having that there misrepresenting your corporate image by that horrible franchise.
Who are you talking to?
And then, of course, you know me. I don't ever put up with, hello, thank you for calling. Yeah. No, no.
My name is Thomas.
I want to talk to that person's supervisor and their supervisor. And I finally get someone today. I got a call back from the corporate office. This lady is in franchise something.
Management?
Franchise.
Police?
It's basically, it was the department where they watch the franchises to make sure they're not screwing up.
They're the ones who decide whose franchise gets visited by undercover boss.
Yes, basically.
Okay.
So I get into this woman is beside herself. She's like, are you serious? Oh, my goodness. And I said, wait, here's what happened last month. And here's what happened the month before. And I said, and I told her, Yeah, I want my $35 back. That's not the problem. I want to keep going to this place because it used to be good, and now it's terrible. So you guys should fix it so we can keep eating there once a month when we play poker.
Yeah,
it's delicious. So she's like, well, I think we have enough here, and we're going to have somebody randomly inspect it, and then we're going to probably replace that, you know, the regional manager, or maybe even take that franchise away from the owner. And I'm like, you mess with me, boss, and I will get your franchise taken away. Do not. Yeah, they can do that.
All right. Well, the next time somebody complains about something we say on their show that that we didn't actually say, but they were offended that we kind of almost said, just remember that somebody somewhere is AT&T Patricking you.
Yeah. What?
You know, somebody's going to be all upset about something that we
bring
said.
It on.
And they're going to be like, oh, no, they're going to go to some general manager and whatever. People are just terrible. I get it.
People are terrible, but comparing have you been to this place?
Not anymore. I haven't gone in a long time.
Horrible.
I was
comparing that to, you know, people complaining about us is not the same thing. People complain about us because they want to be offended.
Yeah.
If you're offended by our show, you got real problems. This is one of the friendliest, family-oriented shrows on the radio.
You got a
shrows.
One of the best shrows around.
It's one of the best shrows around. And if this offends you, you have serious problems. Go look in the mirror and really seriously think about taking a nap because you have problems.
Yeah, we are not a controversial shrow.
No,
we aren't.
I used to know the guy who ran the show, Bob and Tom, and they're a lot. They push the line a lot more than we do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. LSU back down.
I'm sorry. Basketball is terrible. We can't get anything. So you were saying you were going to make a joke about the Bob and Tom.
You really shouldn't be watching. You don't turn.
Just stop looking at this.
Just don't
even look. There's only 41 seconds left. Hold on. So, and I asked him, I said, you know, we get stuff a lot, and we're pretty – you know, we're pretty mild. We don't really try to offend anyone. He goes, oh, every day. 10 calls and 100 emails every day. Yeah. I was like, I can't even imagine. I can't. And that's nothing compared to shows like Stern and some other things that are really, you know, out there pushing.
And that's why you just have to not say I'm sorry. Because the first time you say you're sorry, then they just keep coming. You go, look, I'm sorry you were offended by that.
You validate them when you do that. I mean, you know, you listen, because they're not calling because you did something wrong. You're doing they're offended. Well, them being offended isn't a wrong or right deal.
Yeah.
At all.
You being offended is not my problem.
No, that's like saying
it's not.
Hey, you don't like pickles.
I don't like pickles. So I hate pickles.
What do I care? That's your thing.
Yes. And
right.
I love pickles. If you eat pickles, it's fine. As long as you don't breathe on me, you nasty pickle breath.
I'm going to drink some pickle juice right here in front of you.
Yeah, but that's fine. Just don't breathe on me because then that's assault. I'm just saying. But you eating pickles that I can see, that doesn't, you know.
Right.
That's just stupid.
Yes. And I want to say that it's a small
world.
Small amount, but man, it feels like it's getting
worse.
More and more.
It's getting worser and worser.
Because we reward people.
Well, what
who
I was gonna say is
it's
gotten offended. Worse because those people who used to be offended by the people who would get offended have now been trained to exercise their offense when they're offended. So they complain.
Yeah.
Now everybody's in on it. Instead of it being just a small vocal minority that would complain when they get upset, everybody complains all the time now.
And the problem is it's starting to go back to where it's both sides. There was a long time in this country where it was people on the right for religious reasons.
Reasons?
Oh, dang it. And I can't make an argument because when I slip up, because I can't talk, and then when I can't talk, you guys just seize on that.
So
can I restart?
What are the reasons for the shrug?
For a long time in this country, it was people on the right side who, for religious reasons or for...
Say it right.
Or for
actually,
politeness
you know, it
or
actually
whatever.
Sounds better. You
reasons,
say religious reasons.
Religious reasons. Wanted to censor things and were offended when you said things.
Don't turn around.
Oh, my God.
I'm
30
offended
seconds
by
left.
That
I'm
score.
I'm offended by that score.
LSU 72, 68, yeah.
You realize if this happens, my bracket is busted.
Oh, of course, Bubba has LSU winning the whole thing, dummy.
Well, it just whittled down that way. That's
anyway,
the brackets work.
The rest of the people were like, that's stupid. I can't believe they're so bothered by that. I can't believe they want to censor something just because they don't like it. Then it did a total flip. And we had this freedom of speech problem where we had people on the far left, the progressive left, who wanted to censor speech, and people on the right going, I can't believe they're doing that. Freedom of speech is important. And now we're getting in this weird area where it's literally everybody. It's everybody. Everybody wants to complain all the time.
My favorite is Amy Whitmer on Facebook, who's watching. She said, okay, didn't Patrick just complain to the pizza place?
That's
and
different.
Now he's complaining about
That's not the same thing. Complaining because your service is horrible and you screwed up my order and you took my money and I want my money back
is not the same thing as complaining
because you're offended by what I said.
I actually will have your back on that one. You're absolutely 1,000% right.
The same thing.
Being offended, complaining about being offended is one thing,
yes.
And it's nothing like whenever you hand over your money for goods or services. Nothing.
So, Patrick, if Yale beats LSU here,
yeah,
in 30 seconds.
Let's go. Okay.
That's what you're talking about. Racial or blah, reasons.
I just don't understand the reasoning.
Can't even start drinking. I'm somebody's father today. I have to, to go to the school pickup line. Can't do that.
Nope.
So.
Can someone pick him up? Hey, this is Patrick. Is this Jessica's mom? Can you get Evangeline?
At my kid's school, they call it the hookup line.
By the way, that's a joke. It's a joke.
No, but they call it hookup line.
They
call it the hookup line. So I go, I'm like, this is so great. I'm at the hookup line.
Man. Do they call it because people do that all the time?
No, I don't know. I've never seen anybody hook up in
Why
the hookup line.
Why would you call it the hookup line?
I don't know.
Because you're out of touch and you don't know what hookup means.
They send out emails and all that. They're like, hey, the traffic pattern for the hookup line will change today. Please enter from this direction. Go, no, blah, blah, blah. And they always refer to it as the hookup line. It's great. Patrick is celebrating. He's happy.
Yeah, they're going to put it away. LSU's going to win.
It's going to be fine.
Dude, you don't know. That's crazy. I'm not jinxing. I'm just saying. There is 30 seconds left, and this is a basketball game. This 30 seconds can last 10 minutes.
Could you please make this shot? Thank you. There we go. 6-point game, 30 seconds. We're okay.
Yeah, you're
all right. I said, I'm not going to watch what happens.
The Auburn, New Mexico.
Three-pointer.
New Mexico State.
Oh, please don't go in. Okay, LSU rebound. We're fine.
Yeah, you're
okay. Now
somebody was very shocked. Jessica, Patrick is getting married. What?
Yeah.
Yes, Patrick is getting married.
At least as of yesterday, that's still the plan.
Yeah, Rusty said, that's awesome. I haven't listened since he was trying to find a girlfriend. Wow, you haven't listened in a while, Rusty. Good to have you back. Welcome back to the show. We have 16 listeners today. If Rusty's back, that would make it 17 again. Dang it.
Every time I say, welcome back, what do you hear?
Welcome back.
I know, me too.
I never watched that show. I never watched the show.
I had a hard time. I didn't relate to it. Listen, growing up in Cookeville, Tennessee, I did not relate to Welcome Back, Kotter at all. A TV show about a high school based in a bad part of New York City, it was a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
They just nailed a three. Patrick, so...
That's okay. 4-point game.
Yeah, they
better make your free throws, boy.
If you miss the free throws,
make your free throws.
Oh, so you were saying about not relating?
Nah, I just couldn't relate to it. I watch it every once in a while. I only but it's the song was the best part of the whole.
Like I used to
song is better. Know, there are a lot of TV shows where this theme song was better than the show.
But yeah.
There are a lot of them,
like Maude.
I don't know the Maude theme off the top of my head.
We talked about that the other day with your Gold City Quartet or whatever, and
Carson,
it sounds like the
Maude
theme. I'm like, that's great. I'd never heard the Maude theme before, but I'm like, that's a great theme. I used to watch, what was the one with the English guys? He had the spiky hair guy and Neil. It used to be on MTV. They played it in reruns. The Young Ones.
Never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, dude. They used to play it on MTV back in the day as their little reruns. I guess, man, that was around the Beavis and Butthead era.
That's how you do it.
So it was
Make your free throws, kids.
Make your free throws.
My friend who used to play high school ball used to say,
they just drained a three.
You have to make your free throws because they're free.
Dude, this game
is now
insane.
Now a three-point game. If he misses, they get it. They go down. They can tie it up.
This is textbook. Like, it never works out this way. You have to foul and then.
To what?
Foul and then.
Man,
even if they make both their shots, you have to hit a three-pointer.
Great today, man.
Foul. Hey, what's wrong with foul?
I would like to
mention, not what you said. You said foul.
I find this whole thing foully offensive.
My gosh.
Nicole said, I wish I could still listen to you guys. Well, here's the thing. You can always bring your app with you because you have your phone. And a little shout out to the app people. We have a free Big D and Bubba app that you can take advantage of. Download.
Google Play Store or the iPhone App Store and search for Big D and Bubba.
Yale has made three-pointers in a row, and it's not going to matter.
They didn't make that one. Game over.
Game over. Whoop. All right, my bracket is still intact.
Yeah, I'm 2 for 2 so far. Rock and roll.
Oh. Yeah, I can't believe you had the Minnesota game right. That's crazy.
Good for you.
Funny thing is, I didn't remember it. I logged in to check with a minute left and was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's one of those games you kind of go, maybe.
You don't remember the 10-7 game. I didn't have them winning the next round. You don't really pay that much attention.
And that won't hurt you. Me.
No.
Fine for you.
I got Auburn over New Mexico State coming.
Yeah, that's going to happen, but it's a little scary there at first. Dad's love this time of year.
I'm reading this thing about these teachers were all mad. They were doing an active shooter drill with airsoft guns, and the guys came in. I know this is – I laughed at it, and what I'm about to say is horrible. The law enforcement guys who were running the program, they came in and just started spraying the teachers with airsoft pellets because they told them, kneel down against the wall. So they did, and then they shot them. They said, never listen to the person. Charge them. Don't cower in fear. Yeah. Charge them. And trying to teach them a point of, you know, if you lay here, you're going to be a victim. Yeah. So take your own thing. Well, the teachers are now mad. We just did active shooter training for the fire department the other night. And, man, I'm telling you, our instructor was very adamant. He's like, if you're ever in that situation or you have your children in that situation, teach them to charge, you know, get a group together. If you're going to hide in a classroom, hide where you can charge in as soon as they come in through the door and knock them down, take them out, whatever you got to do.
It's so crazy that you even have that anymore.
What, the conversation?
Yeah, that's crazy. I have to go look at a car, guys. So,
yep. I got to get in the pickup line at the school.
The hookup line?
The hookup line, you mean?
Patrick's going on the hookup line.
Not mine.
Where do you feel the best place for you to go is?
What do you mean?
Bubba, where do you feel the best place for you to go
is? Oh, I'm sorry.
Vanderbilt is the best place for Mugle.
There you go.
Thank you, Roy.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. But you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
That was a podcast.
Awesome.
I'm sorry.
Okay.